Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me here today, Memorial Day, if you listen in the United States. I'm glad to have you around the radio and around the world on this God Is podcast. We will return to the book of Job in a moment, but first, join with me in prayer as we dedicate this day and this week to the Lord. Our loving and merciful Heavenly Father, you are holy, holy, holy. Thrice holy is how the Bible describes you. Isaiah saw what you revealed to him and told us, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." This is what the seraphim call out all around your throne, O God. You are holy, and we are not holy. We are, every one of us, sinners, through and through. And yet you have sacrificially given us Jesus Christ, your holy Son. We cling to Christ because he is our only hope of being saved from our sins. Thank you that trusting in Christ by faith means that we are being made holy, and you are preparing us, the disciples of Christ, for heaven. I pray for myself and these other Christians tuning in today. Make us holy, Lord. Purify our hearts. Cleanse us from all our sins. We pause now to confess our sin to you. Because of you, Jesus, there is no need for a priest, some sort of human intercessor or mediator between God and us. You, Jesus, are our only mediator. Thank you for being our mediator before holy, holy, holy God. I pray that this week we will walk holy before you because your grace is operating in our lives. I pray we will not use your grace as an excuse or even a reason to sin. Save us from ourselves and protect us from the evil one. Mature us, build us up, strengthen us, deal with our sin, and prepare us to see God, Father, Son, and Spirit, the one and only holy God. I pray for people listening to this broadcast and podcast who are not yet disciples of Jesus Christ, and for those we know and love who have thus far rejected Jesus as Lord of their lives. I ask that you will use whatever means you choose, including this ministry of God Is, to draw them to our Lord and Master Jesus this day and this week. Humble our loved ones, family, friends, our whole nation, yes, this entire world. I pray the coronavirus will be a tool in your hand for saving more men, women, and young people from sin. I pray for our nation's leaders and the government authorities globally. Give these leaders a heart and passion for you. Break them of their pridefulness and humble them again as mere creatures under the sovereign charge of the Creator. We pray that you will be gracious and merciful and blow the winds of the renewal of the church and of the revival of the world. Wake us up to you. Stir our hearts towards Jesus the Christ. Be with us now as we go into your word in the book of Job. Make us teachable and speak clearly to us by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Help me. Lead me, guide me, protect me. Use me as simply your servant, a voice, one among many you can use to bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray, we pray. Amen. You may remember that when we left off on Friday, we were in Act 1, Scene 1 of the book of Job. Job is like a real-life drama being played out on the stage before us. We are in the theater watching. This is a three-act drama, and we are in Act 1. This scene is the first of four in Act 1, and this covers Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. As promised on Friday, today I want to talk about the hedge of protection that God builds around each one of his people. If you tune in as a Christian, then you have a hedge of protection. But what is that? I will pick up our Bible reading at Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, Remember, Satan is now before God in heaven giving an account to God. Holy God has introduced Job into the dialogue by asking Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Satan is now responding to God's question. You see, God is in charge, and Satan is now submitting himself to God. Verses 9 and 10 of Job chapter 1 quotes the devil. Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land." Notice that Satan brings up this hedge about Job that God has made. That is the hedge of protection. Oh, I really want you to see this. Here is what is true about our great God. He builds a hedge of protection around all of his people. Through your faith in Jesus Christ, you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. As a result, you have a hedge. You have a wall. You have a boundary of protection around you. God built it for you. To us, this is an invisible hedge. We cannot see it, but it's there. And along comes this same Satan and his demons, and they try to get at us. Evil continually pursues Christians. Satan hates every one of God's people. He wants to totally destroy us. I think most of us underestimate how much we are hated by the devil and his minions. Yes, some Christians overemphasize Satan's role in their lives, giving the evil one too much power. But I still hear the majority of us woefully underestimating what a vicious enemy Satan is. And here is another truth that we either do not know or easily forget. Our Heavenly Father stands in his way. Satan acknowledges this. "You, God, have made a hedge around Job. I, Satan, cannot get to him. I've tried and I have tried, but I just cannot destroy your servant, Job." This is foundational to your understanding of who God is. He builds a hedge around each one of his people. And the only way Satan can get to us is if God lets him. Nothing can happen to you or to me without it first passing through the will of God. I'll repeat that, which has long been correctly said by pastors and theologians. Nothing can happen to you or to me without it first passing through the will of God. Satan requires God's permission to successfully attack us. And that can either be a source of great comfort to us or worry, if we know and believe the truth that God loves us. Then this is an awesome comfort. But if we doubt, question, or just plain do not believe that God loves us, then this can be a source of worry. Rather than comfort, this is a concern. If you and I believe personally, intimately, not just generally or theologically, if we believe that God loves us and cares deeply for us, then knowing he has a hedge of protection around us that he sometimes opens for Satan, we will be comforted that God, motivated by love, is giving Satan permission to come against us for some reason. We may never know the reason, or reasons, plural, but basking in the eternal love of God, we trust God and we allow ourselves to be comforted by the presence of Christ in our lives amidst the attacks of Satan. However, if you live with an underlying sense of doubt that God really truly loves you, then the idea that your hedge of protection is sometimes broken by the permission of God, oh, this will trouble you. You might say, if God loves me, how could he do this to me? How could God allow this to happen to me? You are trapped by this thought. God can only demonstrate or show love to me when he keeps that hedge of protection totally closed to Satan. Anything bad or troublesome, such as suffering, that comes to me reveals that actually God does not love me. You see, you call into question the love of God for you. Rather than the hedge of protection being a source of comfort, it becomes a source of worry. Rather than comfort, this is a concern. Do you see what I mean? Let me ask you, how do you respond sincerely from your heart when you hear that unless God gives Satan permission, Satan cannot successfully attack you? Do you like that or do you not like that? Do you accept it or reject it? What questions do you have? Likely questions based on your personal experience. Friends, what happens to Job later, right in this same chapter, happens because God gave Satan permission to do it. Satan does this, but he does it on the permission of Holy God. I repeat, the overwhelming suffering that comes to Job in Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 19, scene 2, comes at the hands of Satan, but because God allows Satan to do it. This is where we are not just casual observers out at the theater, dressed in our tuxedos and gowns, sipping champagne at the intermission. No, as we watch this scene in heaven from our seats, we are pulled right into the story. Job's story is also our story. Now, you might think, I'm not so sure, Swallow. I do not know about your theology here. Okay, then will you do me a favor? Come on back tomorrow and allow me the honor of explaining this to you from another angle within the Bible. I hope that you will come back tomorrow, and we'll do that. But first, this quick reminder before I have to go. Write to me this month, as May is the month for mail. My addresses are coming up quick, so jot those down and write to me today. In return, I will send you this free gift, the book Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Send me your letter or email, and I'm going to send you this book. And then join me again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.